November 16th, a reading from the Gospel according to Luke. While the people were listening to Jesus speak, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem. And they thought, the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. So he said, a nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kinship for himself and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 coins and told them, engage in trade with these until I return. His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, We do not want this man to be our king. But when he returned after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants called to whom he had given the money to learn what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, sir, your gold coin has earned 10 additional ones. He replied, well done, good servant. You have been faithful in this very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities. Then the second came and reported, your gold coin, sir, has earned 5 more. And to this servant too, he said, you, take charge of 5 cities. Then the other servant came and said, sir, here is your gold coin. I kept it stored away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you're a demanding man. You take up what you did not lay down, and you harvest what you did not plant. He said to him, with your words I shall condemn you, you wicked servant. You knew I was a demanding man, taking up what I did not lay down and harvesting what I did not plant. Why did you not put my money in a bank? Then, on my return, I would have collected it with interest. And to those standing by, he said, take the gold coin from him and give it to the servant who has 10. But then said to him, sir, he has 10 gold coins. He replied, I tell you, to everyone who has, more will be given, but from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now, as for those enemies of mine who did not want me to as their king, bring them here and slay them before me. After he had said this, he proceeded on his journey. Up to Jerusalem, the Gospel of the Lord.